Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mash, joined along with Patrick Spillman. We're not really sure where Jacob is this week, but he's had...
I think he might have had baseball. Baseball had their scrimmage today. So that's actually... Man, I thought of that right as we went on the air. But Jacob's at baseball, so it's just Trent and I today. And we're just going to be hanging out, talking about Bluffton sports. It's been a pretty busy week, to be honest with you.
For sure.
Cross country was back in action this week. We got golf. We got men's soccer having two games. Women's soccer having two games. Volleyball having a tournament playing four games. So lots of stuff.
Football
home opener. I called that. First ever football game to call. Ty Avila was back. We called the game together. It was super fun, super awesome. Can't wait to keep learning from him and keep getting better at calling football games. And, you know, Trent was kind of behind the scenes making sure that we were on the air, going to commercials on time when, you know, there was breaks in the game and just making sure that we could actually give you guys content. So we're going to continue to get better. Sooner or later, it's actually going to be Trent and I calling games or Trent and Jacob or Jacob and Trent. You know, it just kind of depends. As time goes on, it's going to be us calling the games, but Ty's coming back to show us the ropes, and it's been fun, you know, learning from him and having him back and getting to spend time and catch up a little bit with him. But Trent, how you doing? We had the weekend kind of off. We played Friday night, so we're off Saturday and we had practice today, but so.
I'm not doing too bad. I'm still a little bit sick, so that's a little frustrating. Every medicine I try just doesn't seem to work. I'm trying to go get something different. A little later tonight, I have RA meeting at 8:30, but I think I did really well in practice today. I got to play. I played defense, but I kind of showed a little bit on offense, I think. So hopefully things start going a little better and more smoothly. I've been sick for about almost 3 weeks now. I'm going on 3 weeks. So school is not too bad. My classes are, I have a lot of art classes, which is a little bit different. I'm not really I'm creative. I just don't know how to put my thoughts onto a paper.
I don't think a lot of people realize like how much we actually miss class because of of games. So like on we played on Tuesday and we missed class. We missed two afternoon classes for Tuesday. Friday we have a game, miss afternoon classes for that. Like if it's an away game and we're traveling, or if it's a home game, soccer most of the time we're playing at 3:30,
4 o'clock,
and so all afternoon classes we're really not in. So, you know, being diligent, getting your homework done early, and communicating with your professors is kind of big.
It's really hard because my art classes are in the afternoon, except for I have one on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's a 9 a.m. It's typography, so I don't miss that one. But I do miss my Design 1 class, and I miss my film photography class. So just not like art. It's you get feedback from people, and that's how you learn. And I miss a lot of that because we're on the road a lot. So I'm chilling, trying to find time to go in to my professor's office hours, and I'm really only getting feedback from one person. But I'm doing my best. I'm doing all that I can. So we're going to jump into sports.
Yeah, enough with us talking. And, you know, we are going to start with men's cross country. So
men's, women's cross country, move on to volleyball, then men's soccer, women's soccer, football, and then we're going to finish up with women's golf.
Yeah, so the Bluffton University cross country team hit the road for an early morning meet at Ohio Wesleyan University on Saturday, September 14th. The men's team placed 7th with a final score of 208, while the women's team took 6th with a final score of 138.
Dakota Frost paced the Beavers men's team, coming in 15th place with a time of 27 minutes, 10.7 seconds for the 8-kilometer race. Freshman Britton Boyle and Max Chandler ran a hard race as well, crossing the finish line at 28 minutes, 6.3 seconds and 28 minutes, 40.5 seconds, respectively. Rounding out the scores for Bluffton were Connor Gulick and Austin Hernandez, and Zion Cook.
Leading the Beaver women was senior Alexis Cash with a 10th place finish with a 24:03.5 for the 8-kilometer race. Bailey Barrington and Kimberly Hetrick followed close behind, crossing the line at 24:44 and 25:23 respectively. Ari Cox, Tammy Groff, and Hope Nixon and Justine Lewinsky capped off the scoring seven.
The Beaver cross country team will not be in action next Saturday, but they will be in action the following Saturday, September 28th, for the All Ohio Championships hosted by Cedarville University. And the race is slated to start at 1 p.m.
Yeah, so the cross-country season is kind of a little bit different than what we've seen in the past. It seems like the Beavers are racing, and then it seems like they're getting a weekend off to kind of relax, and then they're going and racing again. So it's kind of a lot of time for them to be able to practice, get some practices in. Obviously, All Ohio is going to be huge. They want to compete well against the different Ohio schools. So, yeah, I think you get better in practice, but it's a little different schedule than what we've seen in the past from the cross-country team. I feel, in my opinion, I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think last year they would have, like, meet back-to-back, and then they'd be off for, like, 2 weeks. But this gives them more time. I mean, I never ran cross-country, but a lot of running is your mental game, and you have to be mentally strong. I mean, you're running them. I mean, they're fast at 8 kilometers.
I ran
30 minutes, but I've talked to some of them and they're like, oh, today we only ran about like 5 miles, but warm up and cool down, I'm like, as a practice for 5 miles, and that was like their like easy day.
Yeah, so I ran cross country and in high school, which is a lot shorter of a race than what it is in college, and it's hard. Like, you look forward to the meets because you get the practices are where you're getting the tougher workouts. Distance, you know, for the cross country team here, you know, I was talking to Dakota Frost and they ran a race on Saturday, and that next Sunday he went out and ran 8 miles
by himself.
By himself.
It wasn't practice, he was just
and
by himself.
That's crazy to me. Like, in cross country, like, our hardest day was when we would go and run 8 miles, and I thought it was the absolute worst thing I ever had done. And to Dakota, it was like nothing.
Yeah.
So these guys going out, I commend them. And, you know, they're going to continue to get better, you know, mixing in between the long distance and then the speed, like the more speed. That way they can work on keeping that endurance, but also having speed while racing is going to be important. So, yeah, cross country week off, but then All Ohio, go out, root your Beavers. We'll mention that race again next week on the Beaver Dam.
Yep.
Once we're kind of going over the sports that happened this past week, but the volleyball team was at Worcester this past weekend Worcester. Sorry, I always say that wrong. I'm an Indiana boy. They were at Worcester. Did I say that right now?
Yes.
Worcester. So the volleyball team did travel to College of Worcester, but came up short at the Guinea Hunt Kilt Classic. Baldwin Wallace secured a 3-0 sweep, 25-19, 25-14, 25-20 of the Beavers, while Pitt Bradford was able to hold off the Bluffton 26-24, 25-17, 21-25, and 25-21. The Beavers dropped to 1-8 on the season.
Sarah Heidinger was the offense igniter against the Yellow Jackets, leading Bluffton with 7 kills and 2 service aces. Ramey Bauer tallied 3 kills for the visiting team. Freshman Ellie Price finished with 7 assists, and sophomore Brooke Clement led the defense with 15 digs.
Bauer and Heidinger led the offense again against the Panthers with a 17 and 13 kills respectively. Maddie White also chipped in 6 kills. Price dished out 27 assists in the second match of the night. Kleeman led the defense charge again with 15 digs, while freshman Courtney Weekly picked up 12. And the Beavers were then back in action on Saturday, where they did face the College of Worcester. College of Worcester in the morning and Oberlin College in the afternoon.
Bluffton University volleyball team hit the court again, as Pat said, on Saturday, September 14th, to close out the Guinea Hunt Kilt Classic with two more formidable opponents. The volleyballers split the day, dropping a 3-0 decision to host Worcester 25-22, 25-23, 25-10 to start the day before picking up a four-set win against Oberlin College 25-16, 25-22, 25-22, and 25-19. Bluffton moved to 2-9 on the season following the classic.
Ramey Bauer was the lone offensive star for the Beavers in the matchup against Worcester. With 11 kills, freshman Ellie Price led Bluffton with 17 assists. Chelsea Taylor powered the defense with 16 digs while also adding two service aces to her resume.
Bauer, who was named to the Guinea Hunt All-Tournament team, and sophomore Cassidy Posey led the offense in the second match of the day, hammering home 17 and 10 kills, respectively. Sarah Heidinger also chipped in with 7 kills. Price dished out a career-high 37 assists against the Yale woman. Sophomore Brooke Clement led the defensive charge with 17 digs, and freshman Kaylee Campbell was in on 3 blocks to help nail down the Beaver victory.
The ladies will lace them up and take on Copeland Court for another matchup against Ohio Northern University on Tuesday, September 17th. First serve is scheduled for 7 p.m. Head to the Sommer Center to support your Beavers, as this will be their first home game of the season that has not been the Spiketacular. So Tuesday night, 7 p.m., go out, support your Beavers. Yeah, they've been in a little bit of a rut, but getting that win at the end of the tournament might give them a little bit of momentum going in. They want some revenge against Ohio Northern, who did beat them again, in the Spiketacular. So go out, support your Beavers, and hopefully, you know, winning that game will give them a little bit of confidence. We really haven't seen this from the Beaver volleyball team in the past. It always seems like they've been the ones that have been pretty successful, but they did graduate a huge class that had a lot of players that had played a lot in Aaron Weisgarber, Bethany Martini, Jesse Gibson, Courtney Zimfer, Abby Rohrbach. Like, all those people played lots of minutes, and you're seeing a lot of new fresh faces that really haven't gotten a lot of minutes on the court. So you're going to just continue to see as they get more experience, you're going to see this volleyball team start to piece stuff together and give Coach Yarnell some time with this young group to kind of mold them into how he wants them to play.
Yeah, and every game I feel is a little bit of a learning experience for the ladies as they go out and play. And as we've said week after week, Yarnell loves to front the start of their season with a lot of heavy teams and a lot of good top teams. So yes, their record is 2-9, not where they want it to be right now, but it's all going to prepare them, as they are a younger team this year. I want to say younger. An inexperienced team this year, so they're just working through some things, and I still have hope, and I still believe they're gonna do really well conference.
I was gonna say that's kind of what you prepare for. This a lot of these non-conference games are getting you prepared for conference. You know, that's what you want to work. You don't want to be playing your best
volleyball at the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning of the season. Yeah. What's important is you're getting ready for conference time, and I feel like that's what volleyball has a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah.
This next weekend is they're going to be at Trine, where they're going to play Trine, and then they're going to play Calvin College. Trine, I don't know if you know, but I was told by one of the volleyball players that Calvin College is ranked number 2 and 3A for volleyball.
Wow.
So they're going to be playing some pretty tough opponents, and Yarnell does it on purpose. He wants them to play against the best. He wants them to go out and compete against the best.
Yeah.
Because it's going to just make his players better in the long run.
And I think a big thing the volleyball players need to keep in mind is not to get their head down because things aren't swinging their way right now. Just to keep pushing and chugging along. So that is the volleyball team. Come out, support them in their home opener on Tuesday. First set is slated for 7 p.m. So come out and support. I know I'll be trying to get there after our WIT meeting, because that's when we meet for WIT, unfortunately. But we're going to keep moving along. We're going to go to men's soccer, then take a little bit of a break, then jump into women's soccer. football and finish off with women's golf. So Bluffton University men's soccer team hit the pitch at UC Claremont on Tuesday, September 10th, and secured a 1-0 shutout victory in double overtime. The Beavers upped their record to 3-2, while the Cougars fell to 3-3 on the season.
A hard-fought match for both teams kept the score 0-0 throughout regulation and first overtime. With just under 2 minutes left in the second extra session, sophomore Jake Kiger fired a game-winning shot for the Beavers, assisted by junior Timothy Murphy.
Bluffton attempted 28 shots, while the Cougars only put up 13 attempts. The Beavers forced 6 more corner kicks, 9-3, and also had 2 fewer fouls, 10-8. Freshman keeper Tanner Newport walked away with 6 saves on the night, as he improved to 3-2 between the pipes. Kiger powered the offense with 8 shots, including 5 on frame.
Yeah, so obviously big win, double overtime. I was right there while watching Kiger put the ball in the back of the net. It was pretty cool. The keeper made it a couple of really nice saves. Yeah. I should have had a goal or two where the keeper was just able to get a fingertip, it seemed like. And I had a ball go right over the top of the crossbar. One of our other guys hit the crossbar. Like, it seemed like the ball was going everywhere except for in the back of the net for us. But yeah, finally, Jake was able to find the back of the net, and it was a relief off our shoulders.
Yeah, I also think we struggled a little bit offensively that game. Just in the finishing aspect, like Pat said, some chances we had, we didn't keep our composure, I feel.
Yeah.
We had some where we'd keep our composure, but their goalie was, like Pat said, he was on top of it.
Yeah.
He had a very, very good game against us.
The Bluffton University men's soccer team hit the road for an evening matchup against Wittenberg University and dropped a 2-1 decision on Friday, September 13th. The Beavers slipped to 3-3 on the season, while the Tigers improved to 2-4.
13 minutes into the game, Wittenberg's Sean Williams netted a shot that gave the Tigers an early 1-0 lead that held throughout the first half. Aaron Craddock knocked in a penalty kick early in the second half for Wittenberg to give the home team a 2-0 advantage. Sophomore Dalton Tanner answered back with a penalty kick of his own in minute 75, but the Tigers were able to hold off the Beavers en route to the 2-1 victory.
Bluffton lost the battle of the shots 18-8. Wittenberg also forced 8 more corners kicks, 9-1, and racked up 1 less foul than the Beavers, 10-9. Freshman keeper Tanner Newport left the pitch with 8 saves. Tanner led the offense with 6 of Bluffton's 8 shot attempts.
Bluffton's men will be back in action after a week break when they head to Blackburn College on Friday, September 20th. Kickoff is slated for 6 p.m. And that game is actually in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's pretty excited. Battle of the Beavers.
That's what Coach keeps calling it, because Blackburn is also the Beavers. I'm excited for this weekend. We have a week of practice, and then I know we're going to get at it. A lot of competition, trying to keep ourselves.
We've had a lot of games in a short amount of days, and it just feels like you only get a practice in, and then you're going and playing another game. So it'll be nice to kind of get multiple practices in where we can kind of actually go out and compete against each other and actually really work on some stuff. So I'm pretty excited for it. I'm excited for the game, Battle of the Beavers. I want to take that home and then, you know, go and tour St. Louis a little bit and make that trip, you know, that 6-hour drive worth it. You know, we're not driving 6 hours to go for a loss, and you're seeing a different Beaver team this year than what you've seen in the past. We're going out, we're competing, and we're competitive against every team, and that's something that I like to see, you know.
Even when we're struggling, I mean, Wittenberg, the shot totals 18-8, but
we didn't play well in the first half.
We did not. We had a really rough first half. It just seemed like all we did in the first half was play defense. We'd get it through our midfield, and then something would happen, and they were just countering after counter.
Yeah.
But Tanner did. Tanner had a pretty good game. He had a couple really nice saves there that kept the game close there. But we did struggle on both sides of the ball. So having this week off is really going to give the team a lot of time to work through what has been the struggle in the past couple games. So I'm excited for this upcoming weekend. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with women's soccer, football, and then women's golf. Thank you for listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. I'm Trent Mash, joined along with Patrick Spillman. We just ran through cross-country volleyball and men's soccer. We're coming at you now with women's soccer. They played two games this past week, so we'll get right to it.
The Bluffton University women's soccer team battled for nearly 105 minutes, but host IU Kokomo snatched a 1-0 victory in double overtime on Thursday, September 12th. Bluffton slipped to 1-4 on the season following its second extra time loss in the last three matches, while Kokomo improved to 2-3 on the season.
A seesaw battle left the match scoreless throughout regulation and the first overtime. Just under 5 minutes into the second overtime, IU Kokomo's Haley Abel netted a shot that would secure the home team victory.
The Cougars put up 24 shots while the Beavers only managed 12. IU Kokomo forced six more corner kicks, 8-2, but racked up seven more fouls, 11-4. Junior keeper Sienna Sullivan walked away from the pitch with eight saves.
The women returned to action today when they hosted Hiram College at home at the Sears Complex. We actually had a chance to go and watch that before we went to practice.
It was a big game for the women as former GA here, Coach Bell, is now the assistant coach at Hiram. So the women had a lot of motivation to go out and play hard, and they wanted that win. And they did hit the pitch at 2 p.m. today, and the Beavers did pick up a 1-0 shutout win and improved to 2-4 on the season, while Hiram dropped to 1-5.
A hard-fought 45 minutes by both sides kept the match scoreless throughout the first half. Midway through the second, junior Maddie Huffman took a nice feed from freshman Stacy Bianco and found the back of the net to give the Beavers a 1-0 lead that held on for the final score.
Bluffton was able to put up 21 shots, while Hiram only secured 17. The Beavers also forced five more corner kicks, 8-3, but racked up two more fouls, 16-14. Junior goalie Sienna Sullivan walked away with eight saves on the day for her first career victory between the pipes this season.
The Beavers will be back in action on Wednesday, September 18th, when they hit the road to Grace Christian. Kickoff is slated for 5 p.m. for the Beavers.
Obviously, huge win. Heartbreaking loss against IU Kokomo.
Yes.
I know, talking to a couple of the girls, they were pretty upset. They had played well throughout the game, had held them scoreless, and just kind of gave up an unlucky goal at the end. But to go out today, rebound, get a 1-0 victory, and Maddie's goal was beautiful.
It was.
There was no way the keeper was going to make a save on that. Beautiful pass by Stacy. Excuse me. She beat a defender, and Maddie just put it to where there's no way the keeper was going to stop it.
It was just a beautiful, like, little floater, and it curved a little bit, but there's it right over the keeper's hands. No way she was getting to it.
It was pretty awesome to see. You could see the delight in the girls' faces, and, you know, that was something that having Coach Bell be the assistant coach for Hiram, it added that little extra motivation, and I know first thing the girls did was run over and celebrate with the men's soccer team, which was pretty cool because, you know, I know the big thing that between the men's and women's soccer is that we've been trying to go out and support each other. And anytime we can, you know, both of our coaches have moved practices back just so we can go and support them. And, you know, when we score a goal, we always go and try and celebrate with them if we score on the goal in where they're at. So it's been pretty cool to go out, support each other, yeah. And I was the ball boy, so I didn't get to celebrate. I was only a little upset, but it's okay. I'll get over it. But, no, huge win for the girls. Hopefully they can keep that going against Grace Christian on Wednesday. If you can, make that trip over. I'm not sure where Grace Christian's at, but, you know, if you're a huge Women Beavers fan, go support them. But, yeah.
It's crazy, though. Hiram is not that far away from where I live. So when they played at Hiram last year, my parents made an attempt to go out there, and some of my close friends from high school go to Hiram. So I really wish we played Hiram, because if we were there, that'd be almost a home game for me. But congrats to the women in that hard-fought win today.
The Bluffton University football team hosted Trine University for its home opener on a beautiful Saturday, September 14th. The rushing attack and a pick six was too much for Bluffton to overcome as the Beavers fell to 0-2 following a 35-20 setback.
The Beavers would strike gold first when sophomore quarterback Zach Nobis hit Darian Greeley out of the backfield for a 26-yard touchdown pass and a 7-0 Bluffton lead. Trine responded with 21 unanswered points for a 21-7 lead after one quarter of play. Bluffton would tack on three more when kicker Jake Bumgardner drilled a 34-yard field goal to cut the Thunder's lead to 21-10.
Trine hit pay dirt two more times and would ultimately seal the deal, 35-20 victory. With 36 seconds left in the game, freshman McKinley Hunter blocked a Trine punt, allowing Antonio Crosti to scoop and score, making it a 35-20, but too late for the Bluffton comeback.
Bluffton totaled 376 yards of offense with 247 yards passing and 129 yards on the ground. Nobis went 10 of 21 for 162 yards, a touchdown, and three interceptions on the day. Ryan Markoff and Samuel Coleman would also see playing time, combining on 5 of 11 for 85 yards in the contest. Jontez Channy McLaren led the Beavers receivers with 63 yards total on the day. The Bluffton defense limited Trine to just 270 yards of total offense, controlling the ball for nearly 34 minutes.
Crosty led the way on the defense with 11 tackles. Senior Ronald Vargas notched his first career interception, and he chipped in with 5 tackles. Hunter was in on 9 stops, while John Boyd, the third, wrapped up 7 tackles. Junior defensive back Steven Kosakowski knocked down a field goal midway through the final stanza, giving Bluffton 2 block kicks on the day.
Bluffton is back in action next Saturday, September 21st, when the Beavers host Franklin College in the first of 2 home matchups with the Grizzlies this season. Kickoff is set for 1:30 p.m. at Alumni Field.
Yeah, so that is a non-conference game. RLM canceling their season. HCAC kind of agreed to have each conference team play someone twice this year. RLM's thinking about restarting their program. It's kind of a period to see if they can get enough kids to recruit, if it's going to be worth it to keep that football program going, or if they're going to suspend it for good. So we do get to have Franklin come visit us twice this year. So it's pretty exciting. Kind of have two conference foes kind of go at each other. It'll be interesting. But to the Trine game, the biggest thing that killed Bluffton was just field position and turnovers. Two return kicks for Trine off of kickoffs allowed them to start in Bluffton territory, and it seemed like every single time they started in Bluffton territory, except for maybe once or twice. So I think the biggest thing will just for the Beavers is just trying to control field position and limit turnovers. You know, Nobis looked
a little shaky in the first quarter. Yeah.
He looked a lot more settled in the second quarter, and Samuel Coleman came in, played well, and I was surprised to see Nobis go back out.
I don't know if this is true. I heard some talk today. Someone said that someone came off the field yesterday, might have had a concussion.
Interesting. So it could have been Coleman, could have been Nobis, but then Ryan Markoff gets the start in the second half. He plays the entire second half. So it's interesting. You know, there's 3 quarterbacks. It's kind of what we had been told all preseason, is that going into the first week, they had no idea who was actually going to be the starting quarterback. It had been a race between Coleman, Markoff, and Nobis. And so you saw all 3 guys get playing time. So it should be interesting to see, as the season progresses, once conference starts, who's going to be the guy. You can't keep going in with 3 guys. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who kind of pulls out to be the winning starter for the Beavers. But
Darian Greeley also.
Having him back this year off an injury is huge.
Yeah,
getting that touchdown.
Really, he stepped up. And he's actually my neighbor. He's one of my residents. We talked about football a little bit, and he's loving it. His knee was what kept him out of the season last year, and he's been doing really well the past 2 weeks. He had, I believe, about 50 yards on the ground this week, and he had the receiving touchdown in the first quarter, and that play was beautiful. He had space. I think he trucked somebody to get into the end zone, but D did have a really good day as well for the Beavers.
think we're going to get into some golf to finish things out. The Bluffton University women's golf team opened up the weekend with the respectable 395 at the Heidelberg Women's Fall Invitational on a beautiful Saturday, September 14th.
Leading the way with a 94 was Haley Gill. Fellow freshman Marissa Hall also checked in under 100 with a 99 on day one. Grace Branson stands at 100 with Abby Bullion. And Briley Overdorf, a stroke back at 101. Keely Briggs rounded out the scoring with a 103 on Saturday.
They were back in action as they did shave 16 strokes off its Saturday score when the Beavers shot a 379 on Sunday, September 15th. Bluffton finished the weekend with a 774 at the Mohawk Golf and Country Club, good for second all-time.
Yeah, Bluffton, freshman Haley Gill continued her hot play with a Bluffton record-tying 89 on Saturday as she went 94 and 89 for a 183 total. Sophomore Abby Bullion shot a 96, giving her a weekend score of 197. Marissa Hall and Keely Briggs both tallied 97s, while Grace Branson and Briley Overdorf we're just off the pace at 100 and 102, respectively.
Bluffton is at home on Saturday, September 21st, for the 2019 Heartland Conference preview at the Bluffton Golf Club. The two-day event will allow the HCAC women's golf squads to make a test run on the course prior to the title weekend on October 12th and 13th. Go out and support your Beavers. That'll be awesome, having the Beavers at home. I think Trent and I have a... We'll be in St. Louis, so we can't go. If not, Trent and I would definitely make our way over there. Go out, support the golf team. You know, this women's team is just breaking records left and right. You know, they didn't break any records this past weekend, but they're tied for second. So you're just seeing this team continue to get better and better. And, you know, they didn't break any records today, but I'm telling you now, as you continue to see them progress through the season, you're going to see them continuing to lower and lower that team score. And, you know, being able, they obviously have a little bit of an advantage being able to play at their own course, I guess, all the time. So they get, and luckily that's where the HCAC is actually going to be at this year.
I think one of the most exciting things about this golf team is that they're young. They're all freshmen and sophomores, and they're playing really well, as you probably hear week after week, records.
Yeah, so
right and left, and I mean they didn't break a record this week, but they played really well. I mean, I've never played golf, but I don't even know if I could shoot anywhere close to 100. So, congrats to the women. I'm excited to hear how they do next weekend because we won't be able to be out there and watch them. The men's golf have been off for. They were off.
Yeah,
this
so this isn't their season. No. Being in the fall, this is the women's main season. But the men do go out and play. It's kind of like that spring schedule, kind of like, you know, what a lot of other sports.
It helps. It all there's it. Golf's a lot different
than what a lot of other sports are.
Spring. So the men's fall kind of boosts them into their spring season. Like they can still get like seated for some things, and
yeah,
it's. I've talked to Mikey Fimiani a little bit about it.
But they have had a long time off, so they don't play again until, so not this next weekend, but the Wednesday after that. So we will mention that again next week on the Beaver Dam, just to remind you guys. So, they still have 10 more days until their next match, but I know they're just going out practicing, going and supporting the women, which is huge, and I know the women go and travel with the men, so it's pretty cool to, you know, kind of see that support, kind of like what a lot of other teams are trying to do by supporting. But, yeah, exciting time for Bluffton sports. You're seeing teams continue to get better week in week. You're seeing men's and women's soccer getting some wins. You saw volleyball pick up a win. Football obviously lost, you know, a tough game to Trine, but back home again next weekend. Beaver Tailgate was awesome.
It was.
It was pretty awesome. If you have not made your way to Beaver Tailgate, you have to make it. Trent and I are upset we can't go this week. Won't be able to call the game just because we will be in St. Louis, but go out to Beaver Tailgate. It's super cool. We want it to be huge. You know it's not Ohio State. We're not going to have, you know, huge tailgates, but it's free hot dogs. They had free
root beer floats, slushy snow cones, and
they had a ton of cornhole boards out. And if you're worried about shade, they have tents set up, so you can be under the tents if you don't want to get sunburnt before the game starts. And you know you're going to be out in the heat at the game. Go out, enjoy Beaver Tailgate. Super cool.
Go support
the football team. I know they appreciate it, but I think. That's all. Trent,
wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday at 7. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. The WIT 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman. We thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll B.
You're listening to 96.1 The Wit.